I gave the order to take down these three objects.
A woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s, and
Dawn has the day off.
Over half of people are in poverty. China is not our enemy.
This is disgusting.
Blockbuster Friday for you today. Yes, we're going to talk about Don Lemon, who coincidentally has the day off today. Joe Biden had his physical yesterday, and what are the results of that? Also, having difficulty tracking down the balloons, Josh Hollywood protested. J.D. Vance, Senator of Ohio, was at the river and talked about some chemicals there. Holy cow, there's a lot going on. All that and more coming up on this episode of Daily Caller Live. My name is Joe Bob. Daily Caller Live starts right now.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
That might be the only brown guy on earth named Joe Bob.
That is actually their name, Joe Bob.
Live from Vinji Bunker, completely cut off from the outside world, except for you fine folks. My name is Joe Bob. This is Daily Caller Live. On today, it is February 17th, Friday, the year of the Lord 2023. Thanks so much for tuning in. Got a lot of stuff to go over today. It's like Clipperpalooza. It's one of those days where, like, everything happened on yesterday, and so now we're talking about the whirlwind. Obviously, I'm assuming you've heard of Don Lemon's debacle on CNN. We'll get to that straight away. But also some interesting stuff going on around. Josh Hawley is a senator who was protested at the Heritage Foundation. Joe Biden had his physical yesterday that we'll talk about. Wow, a lot of stuff going on. But let's start it off with Don Dum Dum. So I thought this was fascinating because Don Lemon, when I was just kind of getting into politics, was the evening anchor on CNN, one of the evening anchors. It was like Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, and he was a big dog. And I just assumed by the status of his position that he was a smart guy. He always seemed well-spoken. He wasn't outlandish and brash and dumb. But at the time, Don Lemon was, this is like probably 2013, maybe 2014. And then Trump happened and Don Lemon lost his mind. and he also lost his viewers because nobody watched Don Lemon's evening show on CNN. So they transitioned him to the morning show. And during one of the morning shows yesterday, Don Lemon remarking on Nikki Haley's like third attempt at announcing for president, she had a rally in which she said that politicians over 75 need to have a cognitive test, politicians out of their prime. Don Lemon took that and said one of the dumbest things on cable news, especially for a lefty. I'm going to play the clip right now. Watch this. This is Don Lemon. And then there's another clip from this morning that I think is kind of funny, kind of exemplifying what's going on over there. Check this out. Also, by the way, if you haven't, would really, 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 really mucho appreciate if you click the little like button or the little share button and the little share button, or let us know in the comment section what you think. Do you think Don Lemon has an IQ of over 100? Let us know in the comment section. I would love to hear it. You wouldn't imagine how much engaging with the post in any way really, really does help us out, especially if you're watching on Facebook. Anyways, watch this. Here's Don Dum Dum. Check it out.
This whole talk about age makes me uncomfortable. I think it's the wrong road to go down. She says people, you know, politicians or something are not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. Sorry. When a woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s and maybe 40s.
What are you talking about?
That's not according to me.
Prime for what?
It depends. I mean, it's just like prime. If you look it up, it'll say, if you Google when is a woman in her prime, it'll say 20s, 30s, and 40s. I don't necessarily.
40s. Oh, I got another.
I'm not saying
decade.
I agree with that. So I think she has to be careful about saying that. You know, politicians aren't in their prime.
You need to qualify. Are you talking about prime for like childbearing, or are you talking
don't shoot
about
the messenger.
Prime
I'm just
for being
saying
president?
What the facts are. Google it, everybody at home. When is a woman in her prime? It says 20s, 30s, and 40s. And I'm just saying Nikki Haley should be careful about saying that politicians are not in their prime, and they need to be in their prime when they serve, because she wouldn't be in her prime according to
Google,
you know, Google or whatever it is.
So I played that clip for my wife last night, and with no context, she was just like, what? Like, who says that sort of thing? Especially from somebody who's apparently or supposedly a pro-woman advocate advocating on the CNN mornings show. I will say,
If you're sitting on a couch of a talk show, or in this case, behind a desk, there are often times where something comes up and you try to think of something witty to say or something exciting and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And sometimes there are, the filters are off when you're trying to think of things that are going to be not necessarily shocking, but interesting and entertaining. I don't know a single person that I work with, myself included, that would say something that dumb, especially on that side of the aisle. What he's saying, I get. Look, I don't actually, first of all, I did Google. I Googled, when is a woman in their prime? And the first thing that pops up is, what do you mean by prime? Are you talking about like childbearing? Which is what they said on the show, is a woman in her prime childbearing. Yeah, it's like under 30 slash to the mid 30s, and then very, very seldomly in their 40s. That is strictly if you're looking at quote unquote prime as a childbearing thing. But I don't know if Don Lemon, because so the reason he brought that up is because he was talking about, well, Nikki Haley's not in her prime. Okay. I'm not sure if he's familiar with the presidency of the United States, but we don't elect candidates based on their child-rearing abilities or child-bearing abilities. She's running for president. You don't use that as the president of the United States. You use your brain. And I think all of us would be in agreement that Nikki Haley, who is not 80 years old like the current guy, can think just fine. That's a thing that she's able to do. And if you're talking about the variables that make somebody a good president, a good fit for the presidency or not, and saying, well, women are, you know, in their 20s and 30s, are you saying that they should be the president? I'm confused at what he's getting at there. But I won't belabor on this because we have a ton to get to. But basically, the bottom line is that Don Lemon, who I, in getting into politics, thought was a smart guy. I would be shocked when people, this is like in 2013, 14, didn't know who Don Lemon was. Like, he's like the primetime anchor on CNN, like big time guy. Had to be a smart dude. Turns out that he is not. And this is not just a single incident where he's like said something incredibly stupid. This happens a lot. So Don Lemon doing that. This is just a very, very short clip that I thought was funny. This is from this morning on that CNN morning show. Check this out.
That full interview there. Good morning, everyone. Audie Cordish is here at the desk with us this morning. Don has the day off. Poppy, as you can see, is in Utah for the NBA All-Star Game. So we will get to much more of that in a moment.
Don has the day off. I probably could have just clipped it right at there. There's a Caitlin Collins, too. A Daily Caller alum, Caitlin Collins, who's hosting the morning show over there at CNN with one Don Lemon and is the brains, apparently, behind that desk. There's that. Doris says Don Lemon is a true lemon, and I hope that that's not an insult to lemons. I like it. Ryan says Don is the only as smart as the teleprompter. I love that. Yeah. Good old Don. There's some other comments that I want to get to that's kind of funny. Actually, you know what? Well, no, we won't bring that up now. All right, let me get to this. This is, so Joe Biden yesterday had his physical. All right, did you know that he had his physical? He also had a UFO press conference. So let's first get to this. Yesterday, Joe Biden had the physical that every president has, I believe, around this time of the year. The physical reads as this. This is the statement that the White House puts out. As requested by the patient and the following summary of the current health of President Joseph R. Biden, the president remains fit for duty and fully executes the responsibility without exemptions or accommodations. Yada, yada, yada. Today's basically the bottom line here is and he is free from COVID. That's good to know. Joe Biden had his physical yesterday, and we learned a lot about the physical health of a mentally addled individual, which again is unfortunate. I don't like making fun of the fact that Joe Biden can't think anymore, because it's something that happens to all of us if we are so lucky to live to the age of 80. However, nobody, literally nobody, cares about the president's weight and blood pressure and blood sugar and all of the other things. If he's getting a physical, the only thing that anybody wants to know is, can the man think? Because publicly, the answer is no. But I am curious what a doctor might evaluate his brain capacity slash functionality at. I would be curious to see what... But we won't find out. The bottom line is we won't find out. Now, what was interesting is that we shot down... Well, this Chinese balloon thing, this UFO thing, has been a thing in the news for, I don't know, a couple weeks at this point. Joe Biden hasn't given a long-form press conference or answered any questions about it really at all, outside of him getting on and off Air Force One. Hasn't really answered any questions about it. Until yesterday, when he scheduled a big ol' UFO press conference, possibly to draw attention away from the fact that the 80-year-old president had a physical, and tried to draw it back onto the UFOs. Now, I thought this was interesting. So, turns out, there was the Chinese balloon thing that flew over the United States, and a lot of that information is fuzzy. Apparently, we knew about it when it took off from China, but... there's a lot of stuff going on there. That's in thing in and of itself. Then we shot down three things. We mentioned that at the beginning of this week. We shot down three unidentified flying objects in Alaska, over Canada, and Lake Huron in the Michigan area. But the problem is, we're coming to find out that I think, at least reports are saying, yeah, that stuff might have just been company... balloons or even hobbyist stuff. We haven't been able to reclaim anything. We've got a KJP clip of her saying, yeah, we can't really get any of this stuff yet. But the bottom line is Joe Biden and the military, he is the commander in chief, have gotten missile happy in shooting down really anything that they don't know exactly what it is, because they got so much heat for not shooting down the Chinese spy balloon. Check this out. Watch this clip of Joe Biden at the press conference. Actually, really quick before that, my friend Harrison tweeted something that I thought was freaking fascinating. And I was like, yeah, this is a thing. Okay, so it's apparently okay to call it a Chinese spy balloon, but Chinese fever or the COVID, the China flu, what Donald Trump called it and got beat up for it, that's not okay. So it's okay. The Chinese spy balloon is fine, but the Chinese bat fever is not okay. Okay, cool. Cool rules, guys. Anyways, here's his press conference about UFOs, talking about what we shot down. Gung-ho-ho about shooting everything down that we don't know what it is. Check this out. We'll discuss on the other side.
Last week, in the immediate aftermath of the incursion by China's high-altitude balloon, our military, through the North American Aerospace Defense Command, so-called NORAD, closely scrutinized... our airspace, including enhancing our radar to pick up more slow-moving objects above our country, around the world. In doing so, they tracked three unidentified objects, one in Alaska, Canada, and over Lake Huron in the Midwest. They acted in accordance with established parameters for determining how to deal with unidentified aerial objects in U.S. airspace. At their recommendation, I gave the order to take down these three objects due to hazards to civilian commercial air traffic and because we could not rule out the surveillance risk of sensitive facilities. We acted in consultation with the Canadian government. I spoke personally with Prime Minister Trudeau and from Canada on Saturday. And just as critically, we acted out of an abundance of caution and an opportunity that allowed us to take down these objects safely.
Yeah, okay, so the bottom line here is he's trying to, one, distract from the physical that he got. What he doesn't want, tangent on tangent, Mark Halperin, big-time political guy, was talking about, hey, you know, in the press briefing, all of the big news outlets should send their medical reporters to ask about Biden's health and the physical that he took, rather than sending the generic reporters, the White House press people that always go, maybe everybody should send their medical people to see what actually is going on and be able to ask some more specific questions. But of course, they didn't. So we didn't get any of those answers. So anyways, Joe Biden is having this UFO press conference to avoid that, but then also trying to save face with pretty much the entire country that agrees, hey, we shouldn't have let China fly that balloon over our country. Maybe we shouldn't have done that. So now he's just shooting down anything he can. Now, what's kind of fascinating about this is there were questions being shouted out afterward that I thought were kind of fascinating, and you can kind of listen to some of them and see how Joe Biden reacts. I think this is very, very telling of the man's ability to answer questions is not the right term, avoid questions, which is in fact a skill. Check this out from the president doing his thing. Also, if you haven't already, would appreciate you clicking a little like button down here and a little share button. Let us know in the comment section what you think. Would appreciate you doing so. Check this out.
Mr. President, there has been criticism that this was an overreaction that was done because of political pressure.
You come to my office and ask the question. We have more polite people.
Mr. President, why have you chosen Poland for your trip to mark anniversary of the war? And what's your message? What?
So even the reporters there are asking, like, hey, is there any sort of, are you going to say anything about the fact that maybe this is an overreaction? We're just shooting down everything because you failed to react. Remember, I mentioned this last time we were talking about the balloon. In the Situation Room, when the Obama administration was making the decision to take out Osama bin Laden, Joe Biden was the only no vote. Literally everybody else, Obama, Lou Panetta was in the room, Hillary Clinton was in the room. Everybody voted yes, let's go take out Osama bin Laden. And Joe Biden said, I don't think we should do that, which is seems to be the case with this Chinese spy balloon also. All right, I want to play this really quick. This is not really all that interesting. It's just kind of fascinating from the whole, like, well, we wanted, because remember, one of the White House's initial responses to shooting the balloon over the ocean was, well, we wanted to be able to retrieve all of the data. Well, that's not entirely possible, according to KJP. Just watch this really quick, and we'll move on.
But again, because of the weather, because it is February and it has been very difficult to get the debris from the objects, it has taken us some time.
Yeah, bottom line is they can't figure out how to get any of that stuff back, which is not good for them. All right, you know what? Actually, we'll go here really quick before we go to this Josh Hawley thing getting interrupted at the Heritage Foundation. I want to make this headline bigger. This is NBC News talking. This is like late last night. They put out this. Immunity acquired from a COVID infection is as protective. Let me take that again, because I apparently can't read this morning. Immunity acquired from a COVID infection is as protective as vaccination against severe illness and death, study finds. The immunity generated from an infection was found to be at least as high, if not higher, than that provided by two doses of an mRNA vaccine. Can everybody see this? Is this big enough for everybody to see the headline on NBC News that is out now, finally talking about the natural immunity component? Which, you were banned from the internet talking about natural immunity, even though it was the obvious thing. Natural immunity in literally every disease. I don't know about every single disease. I'm not a doctor, and if you're coming here for your medical advice, I would advise you to go somewhere else. But everything that I can think of is, if you have natural immunity, you're going to be better off, just in general. That's not including comparing it to any sort of vaccination of any kind. But now NBC finally out with something that they themselves aided in censoring for the last 3 years. So there's that. This is one of those where, like, does saying I told you so get old? In this case, I think it does. So we'll move on to this because we still got a, man, we got a bunch of stuff to power through. I wanted you to watch this. This is kind of interesting. This is Josh Hawley is talking to the Heritage Foundation. Heritage Foundation is a conservative think tank organization. Josh Hawley, senator from Missouri. Very, very sharp dude, Josh Hawley. He was talking, and some lady came up with a sign trying to, I don't even want to call this a protest, because it's a weird, you know, I'm just going to play this video, and you can decide what's going on here from there. I do think it's funny, though. Keep your eye on the security guy who's removing her. He's got a smile on his face. He's just like, this is not going to do anything, and if anything, it's just going to hurt your cause, young lady. Watch this, and we'll discuss what I think about just people interrupting speeches on the other side. Check it out.
I think you're forgetting that we and what do our leadership...
We have the largest military in the world. We spend over $1 trillion every year. And the state, your state of Missouri, is over half of people are in poverty. China is not our enemy. The climate crisis is. We need to be serious about the climate crisis. That we need diplomacy in Ukraine and with China. We are continuing to have more aggression with China, and we are spending more on our military than any than 100 countries combined. The climate crisis is our common threat.
It's interesting. This administration wants to use the climate crisis as a justification for its agenda in Ukraine and elsewhere. Maybe they ought to visit with that.
Yeah. So, wow. There's a lot of things going on there. China is not our enemy. She said the climate is. Okay. Look, as a person who does like the environment a lot, and I do everything I can to protect it. You know, let's not with that. Yeah, if you want to be realistic about the world and how it operates, China is most definitely the biggest enemy of the United States at the moment. Hey, I'm curious. This is a sidebar tangent heat thing. Kyle, somebody named Kyle in here who's very, very upset with everything. If you'd like to form a cohesive argument about to anything in the comment section, I will happily bring it on and talk about it. Unfortunately, I don't think you'd be able to, but if you would like to, first of all, thanks for watching, even though you disagree. If you'd like to, the comment section is wide open. This whole interruption thing is bizarre. As a person who goes and speaks quite often, I'll be in La Jolla tonight and then going on tour with Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens next month. So I'll be speaking quite a bit. Not necessarily someone that is foreign to these sorts of interruptions. And I will tell you, either side, anybody interrupting any speaker just for the sake of interrupting, you're not doing your side any benefit. Like this lady with her sign walking up to the podium and yelling, I guarantee you that clip is being used more for conservatives raising money to do whatever they want, and probably the exact opposite of what she wants, than it is for her group. Nobody on her side is like, yes, yes, more of this. Because it didn't accomplish anything. And so, if you're looking to interrupt a speaker because you don't like what they say, I guess try it? I'm not saying try it. I'm not encouraging that sort of stuff. What I'm trying to say is that it doesn't work. It doesn't have the effect that you think it does, young lady who is thinking that she's making a difference by interrupting a senator while he's giving a speech to talk about how China is not an enemy. If you're going to interrupt, have a good point. Of course, that is not a good one in this case. All right, I want to move to this. So this seems to be a growing bipartisan thing. This craziness in Ohio. We talked yesterday about the train crash. We talked about it for the last week or so about the train crash in Ohio that's released a bunch of chemicals. J.D. Vance, senator in Ohio, went to one of the streams there near East Palestine, Ohio, and I just thought this video was fascinating. But sorry, before that, there is like a bipartisan push to figure this the heck out. I think Pete Buttigieg, rightfully so, for kind of ignoring this thing at the beginning, is taking a lot of heat, not only from the right side of the aisle, but from the left side of the aisle too. Ilhan Omar and I'm not going to say Ilhan Omar and J.D. Vance agree on something, but Ilhan Omar is as upset as a lot of the Republicans in Congress, which is, I don't know, maybe somebody will figure something out. But the EPA has been saying, the Environmental Protection Agency has been saying that, everything's fine. It'll be fine. Everything's good. We'll be okay. Doesn't seem to be the case, according to J.D. Vance. Watch this video. This is wild. Let's see. Check this out, and we will discuss on the other side. Watch this.
Hey, guys. So I'm here at Leslie Run, and there's dead worms and dead fish all throughout this water. So, something I just discovered is that if you scrape the creek bed, it's like chemical is coming out of the ground. Can you come here? And let me just show this to people. I don't know if you're going to be able to see this on camera, but watch this. Just see that chemical pop out of the creek. This is disgusting. And the fact that we have not cleaned up the train crash, the fact that these chemicals are still seeping in the ground is an insult to the people who live in East Palestine. Do not forget these people. We've got to keep applying pressure. That's how we're going to fix this problem. Thank you.
Yeah. That's weird. That bubbling thing is super, super weird. But apparently the EPA is like, yeah, no, everything's fine. We're good here. That does not seem to be the case at all. It doesn't look good. And maybe we'll see a bigger, stronger bipartisan push to freaking figure out the problem there. That's what's going on in Ohio. That's just kind of an interesting bipartisan push to figure it out. And I'm all for figuring it out. Like I believe we should figure that out. Let's see. Hey, guy named Kyle that I mentioned earlier, have yet to see any sort of interesting commentary from you other than you suck. Which, you know, I would have been happy to bring on an opposing view. Well, actually, I really enjoy the opposing view stuff, but didn't have it, so oh well, maybe next time. That's going to do it for us today and this week. There's a couple comments in the comment section here. Let's see. Chad said, you're going down in La Jolla? Love to see you in IRL in real life. Yes, I will be in La Jolla tonight at the Comedy Store with my buddy Kayvon. He's the headliner. We're doing he's doing a comedy show. I'm dropping in, do a couple minutes. Probably we'll see how long. There's a late night show. There's an early show and a late show, a 7 p.m. and a 9 p.m. If you live in the area, Chad, we've got tickets there. I don't know. Tonight might be sold out. I'm not entirely sure. He's there all weekend. Great comedian. You should go check him out. But also, I've got a show in Vista, California, on March 3rd, Friday, March 3rd, tickets are still available and relatively cheap if you want to go to that. Anybody else? Dang it! That was the thing that I was supposed to do, is put a schedule of where I'm going to be. Monday. Monday, we'll get to that. Let's see. If you haven't already, would appreciate giving me a follow on any of your social media platforms. Would love to stay in contact there. Just type in J-O-B-O-B. You'll be able to find me pretty much anywhere there. Facebook is social media. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Getter, Truth Social, all of those. I'm on all the platforms. Let's see. There was a couple other comments here that I thought would be kind of fun. That's it. That'll do it for us today. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. You know what? Go turn off the news. I try to do that. I try to do that to my detriment, because generally Monday morning I'm scrambling going, what the heck happened over the weekend? But at the same time, I'm excited to not follow the news every waking second of the day. Take some time. Spend it with your family. Go out and have a barbecue. Throw the ball around, unless you're covered in snow. I'm in California, so it's perfect weather here. But the rest of the country, maybe you should wait till the spring. That's going to do it for us today. We'll see you on Monday. Same time, same place. God bless America.